Last month, Bob Sternberg took over as the new president of the University of Wyoming. In recent weeks, he's explained that he wants UW to attempt to be an inclusive university that does not focus on things like a student's ACT scores, and rather looks at the whole package. President Sternberg says making sure students are properly prepared for higher education and their future is much more important than test scores. He joins me to discuss a variety of topics.
One of the things that our state's struggling with, and I don't know how much you know about this, but they've been trying to get a handle on school accountability. They've been trying to get the curriculums maybe upgraded across the state with a local control state. That is tough to do sometimes, but they're trying to step that up. Will that go hand in hand with what you're hoping to see?
I think that accountability is very important in everything we do. I just think we have to think a little bit more broadly about what accountability means. Is it only scores on standardized tests, whether it's for elementary or secondary school or college, or is accountability that we're developing the kind of future workforce that is going to move the state of Wyoming forward in the United States and in the world? And if you're talking about a future workforce, it's not just test scores.
So what are they missing? Would it be, in your view, setting up a curriculum that gets them, I guess, exposed to all these different things, making sure they're doing the extracurricular activities by the time they hit UW?
Extracurricular activities are very important, I think, because they're part of preparation for life. If you ask adults, what is the most memorable experience from high school or from college, almost no one, in my experience, no one says, oh yeah, I was sitting in a lecture and boy, was that a great lecture. What they remember is participation in athletics or being a spectator in athletics or student government or journalism or a personal interaction with a teacher, a really good mentor, or some kind of active learning lab experience or field experience. So what I think is really important is to have the kinds of experiences that are life-changing. That's not to say that in-class lecturing or discussions don't matter. Of course, they do matter. But we need to think more broadly than just a narrow academic focus.
University of Wyoming President Bob Sternberg visiting with us. I want to ask you a little bit about an issue that's been a problem at UW for a while. It's been retention of freshmen and making sure that they can hang in. How do we change that?
I just talked to the deans yesterday about retention, about 76%, and that's not terrible. But what I asked the deans is, could we work in the next couple years to move that up to 80 or above? And I think we can do better on retention. Let me say why. If you look at why students drop out, I think there are three big classes of reasons. One is academic preparation is not as good as it could be. The second is financial reasons, that they either don't have the money or they don't know how to spend the money. They don't have experience with financial things. The third is what I call engagement. It's making the connection between college and your life later. And if they don't see a connection, sometimes they become disengaged because they don't see why they're doing it. So I think that by having more counseling with respect to academic preparation, financial resources, and engagement, we can do better. If you then break down the academic preparation, part of it is maybe they don't have the background from high school. Part of it is what I call learning the ropes. It's understanding what it means to be a college student. Just like when you go into a business, most of what you need to succeed isn't stuff you learn in a classroom. It's the ropes. It's the practical common sense of being a college student. The third issue is self-regulation skills, how you spend your time and resources. The fourth is essentially believing in yourself, resilience in the face of failure. My first grade in college was an F. And how do you keep up some kind of self-esteem in the face of bad feedback? And the fifth is connection, that you feel academically connected. And so what I'd like to do is we have a program called Synergy, expand their program so that we're reaching any first-year student who needs assistance. in my last job at Oklahoma State, about 30% of our students were involved in a program we set up. We called it LASSO there. And I'd like to see a good third of our students seeking help to ensure that they stay in college and can have the kind of later success that everybody wants them to have.
Do you target certain students? I mean, are you looking at something that says, yeah, we really want this person, we want Bob Beck to be in that program?
Bob, if you want to be in the program, I think it's never too late. But what we have been doing is primarily targeting students who are admitted with so-called support, which means students who don't quite make the usual requirements. What I would like is to have a broader view of this where you target students who need support. Or what we did is at Oklahoma State is we set up a system whereby any professor or teacher could identify a student who he or she thinks needs help, and then they're contacted and asked if they want help. And the third source is self-referrals. So I think that we can get a much broader entree to this kind of program so that every student in the first year who needs help can get it.
You've spent a lot of time talking about ethics in recent weeks. This seems to be a big issue with you. How will the university maybe try to incorporate into that into the learning experience?
Well, first let me say why I think ethics is so important. In my field of psychology, and one of the things I study is leadership. I also teach it. I've taught a course on leadership to undergraduates for the past 8 years. If you look at failed leaders in our country, national leaders or business leaders or educational leaders, even leaders in the church, if you look at failed leaders, they rarely fail because of grades and courses or because their IQs are too low or because they didn't go to a prestige school. They fail because of either lack of ethics or foolishness. They're just plain foolish. In terms of how you could develop it, what I'd like to see at the University of Wyoming is what I would call an ethical leadership track. And what that means is regardless of what you decide to study, you can take courses that are specially starred or signified that infuse ethical case studies in the given discipline into your instruction. So it's not having separate courses, and it's not having some kind of abstract, highfalutin, you know, here are ethical principles. It's rather, what are the kinds of ethical situations you confront in this field and talking about how you address them?
With any luck, I'll capitalize on your effort to get a pay raise to the University of Wyoming. So I've declared my conflict of interest there. But let me ask you about that, because this really does seem to be a very serious issue. You've got some faculty and staff who are starting to leave the university. How are you working to maybe get legislators convinced to maybe sign off on this once and for all?
Well, in the roughly 1 month I've been here, a lot of my time has been spent meeting with the governor and legislators and other citizens in the state to explain why a pay raise for University of Wyoming employees is actually my number one priority. Why do I think it's important? Well, you can look at things like comparisons to other universities, but to me, that doesn't quite capture it. A university is a business. It's an educational business, and I think it's a wonderful business, but it's a business. And so you know if you're succeeding with your employees in a fairly simple way. Are they leaving? If you're the CEO of, say, Coke, and you see your employees going to Pepsi, all the abstract comparisons in the world don't matter. Something's wrong. And what we see at the University of Wyoming is our top employees are leaving to go to competitors that are good or excellent. But they're our best teachers and they're our best researchers, is shown by the numbers of grant dollars that they're receiving and the kinds of publications they do. And so we're in the position of coaxing our employees go to Pepsi. And we have to stop that if we want to be a top land-grant university. Everybody knows who has a job that when your morale goes downhill, people don't do their best work. And we have a serious morale problem here at the University of Wyoming, and I'm really committed to resolving it.
Yeah, and maybe just to follow up on both of those, so how bad of a situation is it with people leaving right now?
every year over the past 5 years, the number of people leaving has increased, and it's increased roughly linearly. So you could say, you know, again, I'm into hard data. You know, you can talk about, well, this is bad for morale, and I think that's important. But if every year the number is increasing and they're your best employees, so you have essentially an upward linear trajectory, that's a problem.
And how bad is the morale, have you sensed?
The reason I say the morale is really pretty bad is that any group I speak to, the first thing that comes up is salaries. And there are lots of things they could raise first. And, you know, it's just common sense. If you haven't gotten the raise for 4 years and you're now in the fifth year and you're working hard and you've got a family to feed and you've got a mortgage payment or a rent payment and you've got to buy food, we're just not keeping up with the times.
President Sternberg, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.